Hello, I'm Dave Savage here on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Now, The Quest had the opportunity to be at the 25th Eucharistic Congress on June 17th and 18th, 2022, here in Atlanta. And we talked with tons of people, and hopefully you got a chance to stop by and say hi. Here's one of the many conversations we had. Here with Bishop Andrew Cozens. And Bishop, you are in charge of the Eucharistic Revival. Can you tell me something about that?
Absolutely. So the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops have asked for a national Eucharistic Revival. And the committee that I chair is charged with leading that revival for all the bishops. The bishops voted overwhelmingly in favor of doing this National Eucharistic Revival, and it's a three-year process. So it begins today, and it's so exciting to be here in Atlanta, where we're beginning with such a beautiful Eucharistic Congress. But we want to take this kind of fruits to the whole country. Not every diocese has a Eucharistic Congress like this. Mm-hmm. And you know here the fruits of growing your devotion to the Eucharist. So the first year will be focused on diocesan leaders. And so we'll really invite them to deepen their own Eucharistic understanding and faith and practice, to grow in adoration, to grow in their love of the Mass, so that they'll be prepared in the second year to be able to share that at the parish level. In fact, tonight here we're going to commission Eucharistic missionaries here at the Congress in Atlanta for every parish in the diocese. And they're going to help at the parish level to reach those people who maybe they don't fully understand the gift of the Eucharist.
Right.
We've seen that in some of our studies, that there's a high percentage of Catholics, even some Catholics who come to Mass regularly, who don't fully understand the gift of the Eucharist. They don't understand that Jesus is here, body, blood, soul, and divinity.
The real presence.
And he wants to give himself to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that year will culminate in the first National Eucharistic Congress in this country in almost 50 years. The last one was 1976, when Carol Wojtyła, who will become John Paul II, and Mother Teresa shared the stage. And so we're going to gather in Indianapolis. We hope to have 100,000 Catholics from all over the country come to celebrate the gift of the Eucharist with the best Catholic speakers and beautiful opportunities to be trained in evangelization. And then from that Congress, to begin a movement that goes out from that country Congress that really is missionary. And we hope to rekindle and restart the movement of Eucharistic Congresses in this country by doing them every 5 years or so. So it's a great opportunity for renewal, and I think a real spiritual opportunity to respond to some of the troubles of our time.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. And so we're so glad to have you here in Atlanta.
Thank you so much.
And does it what does that mean, being here in Atlanta?
You know, it's so great to come here where there's such a great tradition of the Eucharistic Congress. And so I knew I wanted to start the Eucharistic Revival here by being able to be part of this beautiful Eucharistic procession this morning with thousands of people, right?
Build on what's already started here.
And then I'm going to fly home tonight, and I'm going to have a Eucharistic procession in my diocese. A diocesan Eucharistic procession. We hope to have hundreds of people. I have a small diocese, not a big diocese, archdiocese like Atlanta. But really, it's a great way to begin this whole national movement.
Excellent. Bishop, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you. God bless you.
That was Bishop Andrew Cozens of Crookston, Minnesota. Bishop Cozens is chairman of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Evangelization and Catechesis. Be listening for more conversations from the 25th Eucharistic Congress here on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.